child of the kingdom.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The January 6th committee saying for the first time that it believes former President Donald Trump committed crimes after the 2020 election, writing in a new legal filing that it has reason to believe Trump and his campaign, quote, engaged in a criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States. It comes during a dispute between lawmakers and a Trump attorney, John Eastman, who has been refusing to turn over his emails. Mm-hmm. But the committee says Eastman is not protected by attorney-client privilege because of an exception related to crime or fraud.
Oh. We've amassed overwhelming evidence about a fake election.
Saying Trump and his team defrauded the United States by lying about the outcome of the 2020 election and alleging they pressured officials to change results. Releasing excerpts of a deposition from an official describing Trump's pressure on the Justice Department, who testified, quote, he wanted us to say that it was corrupt. The committee focusing on Trump and Eastman's pressure of Vice President Mike Pence, noting Trump's tweet as rioters were at the Capitol attacking Pence and that afterwards Eastman emailed a Pence aide, quote, this siege is because you and your boss did not do what was necessary. Trump recently doubled down on that pressure, saying in a statement this January that Pence had a right to change the election, which the former vice president rejected.
President Trump is wrong.
The committee itself isn't a prosecuting body. They can't file charges against anyone. But this filing sends a message to the former president that they believe the Justice Department should.
Good news, right? Right? Yeah, it's good news. So this is the process as we have laid out for you. And this is the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege rule that is being presented to the judge in this matter, in this filing. So what they showed the judge, and by them, I mean the January 6th Select Committee, was the evidence they have compiled in the form of depositions, emails, texts, etc. And those pieces of evidence are showing the judge in this case that Mr. Eastman and Mr. Trump do not have a legitimate claim to attorney-client privilege by virtue of the crime fraud exception. What is that? Let's review. It means you can't plot, plan, scheme with your lawyer to commit crimes or fraud and claim that's privileged information. I've been, you know, very adamant about the crime fraud exception being in play in this particular matter for a really stinking long time. And now you can see that that is exactly the argument that was put in front of a judge in California today or yesterday, last night, in a filing by the January 6th Select Committee saying Mr. Eastman really has to turn over his emails. And, you know, he's been claiming that his emails are protected because he's Trump's attorney. Well, first of all, there's a crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege, which we've just told you in very simple, straightforward terms. But also, when did John Eastman sign an engagement letter that Trump hired him as his lawyer? Because I'm not aware that that ever happened. I think the only gig that John Eastman ever hoped to have had would have been a lawyer for the Trump campaign. And that engagement letter was never signed. That was included in the filing. That's how I know. Because the filing is there. And it's in my homework. If you want to see it, randyrhoads.com. Click on homework at the top. It's free. And it'll say, read the complaint, read the filing here. And you click on it and you'll get all those beautiful pages. Now, what you'll see is that there are nearly a dozen depositions that are attached. These are depositions from Trump aides, from Pence aides, and they are from everyone that you know and people that you've never heard of that say that Donald Trump was told point blank told, because remember what we're trying to prove here. And not in this particular instance. In this particular instance, what needs to be accepted by the judge is that there's been enough evidence to show that Eastman A is not protected because they were trying to commit crimes and frauds against the United States of America. Therefore, there's no privilege. That's what they're trying to show in this filing. But in their efforts, they went way beyond what they needed to show. And they decided to show that Eastman wasn't even the lawyer for Donald Trump. They included an unsigned engagement letter and also many, many depositions. And those depositions are a clear showing of intent on the part of Trump and Eastman to defraud the people of the United States. Now, they didn't have to prove that here, but they decided to do it. You know why? Because they're talking to us. This is what they call, it's not an indictment. You can't call it a speaking indictment because the Select Committee, Congress, they don't have enforcement, law enforcement authority. All they can do is, go to judges and sue to get documents, things like that, right? But they went really far in this, and what they showed was Trump's intent and Eastman's intent to commit the fraud. They have the depositions attached from, there's 16 pieces of evidence attached, and it showcased testimony that clearly said that Donald Trump was told point blank that he lost by people in his inner circle, like Putin's got one too, in Trump's inner circle, that clearly told him that he had lost and that no fraud was found, that every legal avenue that he wanted explored had been explored, and they all led to dead ends on the issue of fraud, that he lost and that his claims of fraud, if he made them yet again, would be lying and unfounded. So that would be fraud upon, you know, us as citizens who depend on the president to tell us whether or not he's still the president or to go ahead with the peaceful transfer of power. But he instead chose to mislead the American public and then pushed his top advisors to continue strategizing ways to overturn the results of the election. That is a crime in this here country for now, unless, you know, Vlad wins and starts invading the West. And then inflicts us to his form of government, which Trump is for. Trump likes it. Trump praises him. He thinks he's a genius, thinks he's savvy. Pompeo thinks Putin is savvy. Remember this, okay? Fox News, they're also on the side of Putin and Russia. Now they're starting to see, you know, death and, you know, videos, literally social media videos of forlorn and misled soldiers of the Russian persuasion calling their mothers, asking their mothers to please, please call their commander and start to do prisoner exchanges. Trade them for a Ukrainian prisoner, if there are any, because the Russians are killing their own soldiers on the battlefield. If they're wounded, they don't want to tend to them. They are just shooting them, killing them, or incinerating them. So that would be the form of government we have. So for those of you who support the troops and stuff like that there, just know that that's what Fox News has been for all along. Just know that this is what Donald Trump considers genius and savvy, and that we really, really must catch him in his crimes at this nascent stage, because I've been saying to you for quite, like a week now, that I really don't understand why the purveyors of deception, why the propagandists, why the violent ones, by the brutal ones, by the, not just the bullies, but the murderers and the killers and the war crime committers, why do they always go at the end after the innocent people, the women, the children, the people who are defending their own freedom and land are slaughtered? How come we only catch the bad guys much, much later?